This is the news in brief from the United Nations. While the Russian military advance in eastern Ukraine continues to escalate, the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, on Thursday warned that the winter months are very likely to be extremely harsh on many millions of people affected by the war. Since the Russian invasion on the 24th of February, more than 11.5 million people have had to flee their homes in Ukraine, and some 6.3 million are internally displaced. Speaking from bomb-shattered ruins in Irpin and Bucha, near the capital Kyiv, here's UNHCR High Commissioner Filippo Grandi.
We must not forget that although we are in the middle of summer on a warm day, winter is just around the corner. And winters in Ukraine are very harsh and severe, extremely cold. So we must do everything possible to prevent the cold of winter from becoming the next challenge for people that already have to face so much in their lives.
The UN Refugee Agency warned that people are struggling to rebuild their damaged homes, reunite with their families, and recover from the trauma of more than 4 months of war with no end in sight. They are also in urgent need of financial assistance, having lost their jobs and incomes, while the price of essentials continues to rise, along with fuel shortages. A staggering 84 million children risk missing out on getting an education between now and 2030, UN agency UNESCO warned on Thursday. According to the UN Education, Scientific and Cultural Organization, only one in six countries is on track to meet crucial development goals that include decent education for all by 2030. New data from UNESCO also shows that although countries aim to increase proficiency in reading and maths from 51% of primary school students in 2015 to 67% by 2030, 300 million youngsters will likely be left behind. On the pledge to provide secondary school, made by all 193 UN member states, the UN agency said that only one in six countries was on course to achieve this by the end of the decade. The problem is worst in sub-Saharan Africa, where only 4 in 10 youngsters will complete their secondary education, said UNESCO, insisting that COVID-19 had made the global education crisis worse by excluding so many children from class. To the Human Rights Council, where countries have continued to keep worrying developments in Eritrea, Myanmar and violence against women and girls firmly in the international spotlight. Among the resolutions passed on Thursday, the Council's 47 member states extended the mandate of the Special Rapporteur on Eritrea for another year. It comes amid numerous allegations of violations committed by Eritrean troops in Ethiopia's Tigray conflict, including the rape and killing of civilians in northern and western Tigray, the forced return of Eritrean refugees sheltering there, and the obstruction and commandeering of humanitarian aid. On Myanmar, the Council passed a resolution renewing the call for an independent investigation into reports of ongoing serious human rights violations there a year and a half after the military coup. At risk in particular in Myanmar are Rohingya Muslims and other minorities, hundreds of thousands of whom were forced to flee a military crackdown 5 years ago. Other significant resolutions passed by the Council on Thursday included the Canada-sponsored call to extend the mandate of the rights expert tasked with encouraging countries to end all violence against women and girls. After some discussion, the Council agreed to the explicit addition of girls to the resolution in recognition of the fact that, as the Netherlands maintained, gender-based violence is deeply entrenched in society and does not start only when a girl becomes a woman. Daniel Johnson, UN News.